USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a recipe for undermining confidence in our elections. We're remaking our entire system of government to suit the preferences of one far end of the political spectrum.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky speaking out against the call. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking out against the For the People Act. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer says it's the Republicans that are trying to suppress people's vote.
So in state after state, Republicans are reducing polling hours and locations and the number of drop boxes so that Americans have a harder time finding the time, place, and manner to vote.
President Biden's goal of having 70% of all American adults be partially vaccinated by the July 4th holiday will not be happening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
The Taliban continue to add to their military victories in Afghanistan as the Pentagon claims a withdrawal of the remaining estimated 3,500 troops remains on pace. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has more on the story.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in contact with operational commanders in Afghanistan, but the troop withdrawal remains on pace.
It is a dynamic situation, and we've said that from the very beginning. He and the chairman, General McKenzie, are constantly looking at the pace we're going at and the capabilities we have and the capabilities that we're going to need throughout to complete the withdrawal.
Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban were taking place in Qatar, but have stalled.
The median home price topped $350,000 for the first time in May, as a shortage of properties and low interest rates continue to drive monthly increases. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan suggested the best way to get China to cooperate with an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus is to isolate them from the rest of the world. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman tells Fox News the time for soft talk on China is over and there needs to be action immediately.
We need to demand action by China, and there needs to be results if they don't act, and the results should be sanctions against Chinese health officials, against those who have gone after scientists, those that have persecuted scientists and citizen journalists that have tried to lay open exactly what happened at the Wuhan lab.
A new poll shows the majority of Americans support the ability to vote early, but also stricter ID laws. The Monmouth University poll shows more than 70% of people support making it easier for people to vote ahead of Election Day. That number jumps to 80% when it comes to people that support requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. Less than 20% thought early voting should be restricted and there should be no additional ID mandates. It comes as states are passing election reform laws after last November's election, and as the Senate takes up a bill that would set some federal standards for voting nationwide. Back on this date in 1944, President FDR signs the GI Bill, which helps compensate returning members of the armed services. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.